Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Limit Breakdown, where we review everything in TV shows, movies, and entertainment. I'm your host, Sid.
I'm Migs.
And today, we're going to be reviewing the new movie, Gran Turismo. Our too-long-didn't-watch review of the movie is Four Hearts. Now, we gave it four hearts because this movie had a great racing sequences. Fantastic sequences. I really like them. David and Archie, the main characters of the movie, had great chemistry and were truly the heart and soul of the movie. And though the movie was cheesy, it was very heartfelt and very, very inspirational.
However, there were a few unnecessary subplots, particularly the love interest felt kind of forced in there. I felt that although it was not fully accurate to the actual events that from the true story, some poetic licensing was allowed. And the last thing I want to bring up is I feel like the father was a wasted character. Because he had a really good actor.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic act. Yeah, I agree with there. So, because of these reasons, we gave it a four hearts. Now, stick around after our intro for a deep dive, spoiler-filled review of the movie Gran Turismo.
Welcome back, and we are going to be reviewing Gran Turismo out in theaters now. So, Sid, let's go ahead and get right to it. What are your initial thoughts?
I was very skeptical on this movie. I didn't know anything about it. I actually didn't even know it was based on a true story. The concept seemed weird to me, but apparently it really happened, so I was like, interesting. I enjoyed it. I did not think this movie was going to be as good as it was. I really did enjoy it. The way they took the movie, the plot was pretty cut and dry, but I really enjoyed it. Very inspirational. Obviously, like we said earlier, you know, the plot was more or less guy from, you know, he has a kid has a dream. He has disapproving people. He gets into the industry he wants. People are always saying bad about him. He has that helps him, and then finally he succeeds at the top.
It's your classic underdog story.
Yeah.
What I thought was particularly interesting was when this movie got announced, it was, you know, Gran Turismo. You hear Sony, and you're like, oh, they're trying to, you know, make money off of their IP. Gran Turismo is one of Sony's best-selling video games.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really know what to expect. As far as a movie based on Gran Turismo,
correct.
The approach that they took was fantastic.
Yeah.
Because what they basically gave us is they gave us a video game movie disguised as a sports movie. And they took the actual story of Jan Martinborough and used that as the vessel to tell the story.
Yeah.
And, you know, normally in video game adaptations, you know, the people become a part of the video game and, but it was actually like, no, they were playing the video game to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the concept of sim drivers coming up the ranks and actually driving real race cars. Which like
they mentioned many times during the movie.
Yeah,
this is a simulation.
They definitely hammered that point home.
So Sony was like, we want to make sure this is not just a video game. It's a simulation game.
Well, I mean, look, there is very much precedent for stuff like that. So you take another favorite game, Microsoft's Flight Simulator. They actually get used by
actual pilots in training,
for training. So, you know, Gran Turismo, they take tremendous attention to detail, tremendous care to give as much detail about the inner workings of all of those vehicles.
Yeah. From the movie perspective, I thought, like, I want to dive in a little bit to the movie perspective, right? So, the story itself that was presented, obviously a little bit different from the real life story. I felt the way they took it was really good. Obviously, like we said, classic underdog story, but I think the way they pushed Archie, the actor that played the movie.
Yeah.
I think
the character's name was John.
Yeah. But the way Archie portrayed him, as well, I was going to say, was really good, because, you know, you see him with like a twinkle in his eye. He's like, I want to do this. I want to do, you know, I want to be a real
driver. He was very relatable. You believe, you believe that.
You can empathize with him.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. And then obviously when you get the introduction of David Harbour's character, Jack, you understand where he's coming from too, right? He's like, dude, I've done this professionally. There's no way you're bringing somebody who's not from this world into this world. And you see him pushing John. Oh my God.
It's all the J words. It's all the J words.
Archie's character. And kind of being the protector. And when everybody else kind of puts him down, he's like, no, he got this.
Yeah.
Right. And that dynamic and the way they played that in the movie, fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, the two actors, Archie and David, definitely had great chemistry. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. you could tell the scenes that they had together were compelling. David Harbour has amazed me over the last couple years mm-hmm. in all of the different roles that he's done. Like, he is quite the talented actor.
He's very good.
And he played his part very empathetically, you know, just kind of I don't want to say washed up, but he was just kind of somebody on the tail end of a career that didn't necessarily go the way that he initially expected.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing the opportunity and kind of taking it, and at the same time growing in expectations with every step that they took together.
Yep.
And starting to recognize, hey, this kid is more than just a novelty. He mm-hmm. actually, he has instincts. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
The one scene where Archie crashed the car mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. David in it. And, you know, he was pretty much thinking, okay, this kid's going to be gone. And then, and then he tells him, hey, the brakes were glazed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, how could you possibly know that? He's like, look, the whole point of the simulator is that, you know, we've spent hundreds of hours
mm-hmm.
in the simulator, so we know how it's supposed to respond.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, I think, opened the door a little bit for David Harbour's character to realize, oh, hey, there might be something more to this.
Yeah. Yeah. That scene was really good. And the way he took it, he's like, okay, something's up.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's Orlando Bloom. To me, Orlando Bloom, okay, at first I thought Orlando Bloom is going to be that the super optimistic, oh no, it's going to work, we got this, don't worry about it, which, I mean, he kind of was. I don't know, man, Orlando Bloom kind of fell off the planet after a while. I'm happy to see him back in action doing stuff, but his character felt odd.
Well, the problem with Orlando Bloom is that his heart is still locked in that chest in the Caribbean. So,
oh my God!
So, you know, he's only allowed to come back on land for what, an hour, and that's about however long it took to film all his scenes. So,
yeah, fair enough.
But all kidding aside, I mean, he was kind of, you know, he played the executive that basically brought the idea to Nissan.
Man, I'm not gonna lie, when I first saw the trailer, I had no idea what they were saying. I was like, what are you saying? What the hell is this? Come Nissan, is it something new? Is it stand for something? Oh, you mean Nissan? Nissan. Oh, British people, man. Nissan.
But
unless that's actually how you say it in Japan now, I'm just being an asshole.
I'm sure we'll probably get corrected.
Fair. Speaking of which, so tangent, I was telling you this earlier. So this whole movie just felt like a giant trailer for Sony and Nissan to be like, hey, buy our cars and buy our video games.
I mean, movies are just the giant vehicle for advertising anyway.
Fair. So. I do want to jump into some specific things here and there. One thing that really, really stood out to me that I was blown away by was the racing sequences.
Yes,
the really, cinematography really for the racing sequences were absolutely beautiful. And I think they took, and what, and I thought about this a little bit, was have you ever played Gran Turismo?
Yes.
And I thought about this.
I'm absolutely awful at it. But
Okay, yeah. I've only played it a handful of times. Linda's dad has it, so I play it sometimes there. If you play the game and then you watch the movie, some of the cuts they take in the movie come directly from the game.
Yeah.
And the way they did, I'm assuming they used what is that floating thing nowadays? A drone. I was about to say droid.
The floating.
a drone to do this. But
the shots were stellar.
The shots were fantastic. And like when, especially like when you had mentioned the crash that happened, the way they shot it was really good. The other racing sequences, the last scene, you know, when they're racing neck to neck, beautiful. Like I was genuinely at the edge of my seat. I was like, oh my God, like this is amazing.
No, the cinematography was absolutely top notch. All of the racing sequences, some of them look like they were pulled straight out of the video game. And I think it was a good way to kind of implement that aspect of it. Like, having seen the trailer, I wasn't sure, you know, how much, like, what exactly we were expecting. And to be honest, my expectations weren't really that high as far as what we were going to get. And this movie turned out being so much better than I expected it to be. So much more enjoyable. The fact that it was a sort of a coming-of-age story, underdog story, all that. And, you know, I'm a sucker for, like, the old-school sports movies. Field of Dreams, Angels in the Outfield, you know. Yeah. I mean,
I love
those classic sports movies. So, you know, you see the underdog, the kid, you know, with the scruffy attitude that can go all the way and all that stuff. And, like, there were parts, man. There were parts in the movie where it had me on the edge of my seat. That last sequence in the Le Mans race when they're, like, jockeying for position and stuff. Like I felt that. I was excited to watch, you know. It was one of those, I was like, man, maybe I really should get into it. Maybe I should start watching racing. But then,
yeah, Sony gave you this hope that...
It's not. I don't think it's quite that thrilling.
Sony gave you the hope that if you play video games, you can be in motorsports.
Oh, God.
Actually, speaking of which, I was going to say something. So what's funny is, we had mentioned that this is based on a true story, and obviously they didn't keep up with exactly for the silver screen, which is understandable. One thing that I had actually looked up was the reason they did this in the first place in the real life was they were trying to, I don't know if it was prove or show that people who play video games have a really quick response time to things, right? And they think logically, and having a psychology background, I know that a lot of times psychologists and therapists use video games to help develop underage kids' brains, and or if you've been in like accidents, because it lets you think critically, or in this case quickens your response time. Now obviously, because it's a simulator, your responses have to be a little bit more accurate, and the way that they portrayed that in the movie, or the way they portrayed that in because of this movie, was fantastic. So usually sports movies, like you mentioned, it's sports, people doing physical stuff, but there's never truly been a movie that a video game inspired you to do something.
Well, and the other thing that was interesting was them addressing the physicality that is involved in a sport like racing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a lot of people might make the mistake of thinking, oh, you know,
sit in a chair.
These guys are like, you know, they have to be in hot, compressed environments, the G forces, all of that. Like, they have to be fit.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, the stigma of the gamer, you know, just sitting in a chair, not really being able to do anything. But, you know, it's what is it? I forget where the theory comes from, but it's like, it takes 10,000 hours of doing something to master it.
Believe it was Socrates, but yeah.
So, like, you know, all in all, let's go ahead and move into our final thoughts for the movie.
Yep. So overall, I thought this was surprisingly a very entertaining movie. I was not expecting it the way to be. I thought it was going to be meh at the minimal. Very entertaining, very inspiring. I would definitely recommend. If you have not seen it, definitely go watch it. You don't have to know anything about Gran Turismo. Just know it's a... They'll just tell you in the movie. You don't even have to know what it's about. But though the plot boiling down to it is very cut and dry, classic underdog story, like you had said. I enjoyed it, and I would watch it again.
Yeah, no, I felt that the movie was better than it had any right to be, better than I expected it to be. Was very enjoyable. If you're a fan of, like, you know, underdog sports type movies, it's definitely right up your alley. With that aspect of it, the actors played good performances. My only nitpicky thing was that the actor, what is it, Jimon Hounsou,
the Korean dude?
No, the guy that played Jan's dad.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I butchered his name. I'm even looking it up right now. It's that's
okay. Yeah, no.
Yeah. But he, you know, he's a famous actor. He's been in the MCU, been in a bunch of really good stuff, Gladiator, and he's a really, really good actor. And I felt like the story that they told with him, or that the story that they told with David Harper's character and Archie should have been the story beat for him and his dad.
Well, his dad was supposed to be the, no, you can't do this. Yeah. You know, the one pushing on him. And at the end of it, he's like, oh my god, I'm actually proud of my son.
Although I will say, that scene where he shows up right before the start of the Le Mans race and they're kind of talking and they're kind of like crying together, like I drew a little tear, but yeah.
Fair.
Anyway, final thought: movie's great. Go watch it in theaters.
Yep. Let us know what you thought of the movies in the comment below.
And as always, please don't forget to hit the like, comment, and subscribe. Helps us out with the algorithm. Please let us know anything that you thought, or if you agree, disagree, all that jazz. But as always, we appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay tuned for more content, and we'll catch you guys next week.